My life changed. So did my music, really. I grew up a bit and wanted to make something that I could see myself doing when I'm 50.
He was weaned on the sounds of the Smiths and The Cure. So when he grew up, Diego Garcia started a band in tribute to his 1980s nostalgia. But things change, life gets more complicated, and heartbreak happens. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Cordy O'Connell. Although Diego Garcia's parents are originally both from Argentina, he was born here in the States. As a teen, he listened to a steady diet of 80s pop, and after college, devoted himself fully to his band Elephant. But after a few years, Elephant called it quits in 2010. Musically and personally, Garcia went through a transformation. He and his college sweetheart, Laura, split, and Garcia found himself experiencing true heartbreak. Eventually, he won Laura back, but the experience inspired an album's worth of music. Stylistically, Diego tapped into his own South American roots. He sings in English, but uses cello and classical Spanish guitar. Garcia stopped by Studio A to speak with WFUV's Rita Houston about the album, which he titled Laura, and that big change in his sound.
On the record, there's just a real classic feel, whether the classic feel is from South American music or, you know, a Harry Nilsson kind of thing. Diego, what is the stuff that really inspired this?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, I grew up in Florida, I think, on a diet that most kids growing up in the States sort of consume, whether it's, you know, you go through your punk phase, you know, Velvet Underground, the 80s, The Cure, and all those bands, and, you know, you get into Radiohead in high school, and eventually you start to appreciate singers. You start to appreciate Scott Walker, and you mentioned Harry Nilsson, Lee Hazelwood, and what he did with Nancy Sinatra, and as an artist, I think your goal ultimately is to make something that is as honest an extension of who you are, and I wanted to address my Latin roots, and mm-hmm. my parents are from Argentina. So we looked at, you know, those romantics from the late 60s as well that were, you know, not so far from like what Scott Walker and those guys were doing. The production was similar to like early Neil Diamond, but it just had a Latin thing that you can't deny, a very dramatic romantic delivery. And so on accident, I guess, we sort of blended the two worlds and we made something quite unique.
Double love, take me back, Gemini, don't look back, walk away into the sun, forget the years when we you think of me, it's your fault. You must think of me, do you laugh or cry when you hear my name? Or will you never again?
What is it about heartache, man, that'll almost always, for the good ones, right, generate a good song?
Yeah, you know, the irony is that, while the inspiration was obviously from The Malady of Love, it took her coming back into my life for me to make the album. So I actually made the record in a different place. I was focused, I was healthy, mm-hmm. I was happy. The songs were the result of a lot of heartache and long nights and just being beaten down. But I have to thank her also for giving me the strength to make the record. You know, she inspired both processes, which is pretty cool.
Stop where you are, looking up at the sun, see all the cars standing still as they run. Yeah. The day starts to fade, slip away out of sight, a flash in the sky, lighting up my
that dark night, you were never there. You were never there. You were never there.
That was You Were Never There, and the title track of Diego Garcia's new album, Laura. Take 5 was produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.